Title: Subtle Detune Automation on Pads Intermediate. All right, let's get into one of those drum and bass moves that's almost invisible, but once you start using it, your pads suddenly feel expensive. Today we're doing Subtle Detune Automation on Pads in Ableton Live. The goal is not wow, listen to that pitch wobble. The goal is that your pad feels like it's breathing behind the drums and bass. You feel it more than you hear it. We're going to build a stable pad first. Then give it micro pitch drift over 16 or 32 bars, and we'll do it with a single macro so it's actually usable in a real arrangement. Then we'll make sure it sits in a heavy DNB mix without messing with the sub, or turning your pad into seasick chorus. First, quick session context so this feels like actual drum and bass. Set your tempo somewhere in the usual range, 172 to 176 BPM. I'll imagine 174. Then write a simple 2 or 4 chord progression. Minor keys are perfect for this. And importantly, let the chords breathe. In DNB, pads often move slow. Think 4 to 8 bars per chord change, so the atmosphere rolls while the drums do the busy work. Now step 1. Make a solid pad source. This matters because to tune on a shaky sound just becomes messy. We want stable first, motion second. If you want clean and modern, use Waveatable. Create a MIDI track, drop in Waveatable. Start simple. Oscillator 1 on basic shapes. Lean toward the sine or triangle side for something smooth. Leave oscillator 2 off for now. Add a touch of unison, but keep it polite. Two voices, and unison amount maybe 10 to 20%. Filter it with a low pass, 24 dB slope. Cut off around 1.2 to 3 kHz, low resonance. Then your amp envelope, a slightly soft attack, like 30 to 80 milliseconds, and a long release, like 1.5 to 4 seconds. If you want warm and nostalgic, use analog. New MIDI track, drop an analog. Oscillator 1 on saw, pull the level down a bit. Oscillator 2 on square or saw, even lower level. Low pass filter around 1 to 2 kHz, and again, slow attack, long release. Either way, the target is a pad that already sounds good as a sustained chord with no movement. Think cinematic bed, not special effect. Now step 2, the workflow that makes this actually practical. We're going to create a detune macro. Because if you automate random fine-tune parameters all over the place, you'll hate your life later. One knob. Musical automation. Done. Click your synth device and group it into an instrument rack. That's Command-G on Mac, Control-G on Windows. Now create a macro and name it Detune. If you're on Waveatable, map that macro to Oscillator 1 Detune or Fine-Tune, depending on what view you're in. Set a safe range. A great starting range is minus 8 to plus 8 cents. If the pad is exposed and really carrying harmony, shrink it to plus or minus 3 to 6 cents. If it's super washed in reverb and living in the background, you might get away with 6 to 12 cents, but be careful. And here's a nice optional move. Also map unison amount to the same detune macro, but with a tiny range, like 10% up to 18%. So as the pad detunes, it widens a touch. That reads as lushness, not out of tune. If you're on analog, the usual clean method is to map the detune macro to oscillator 2 detune, not the whole instrument. Keep the range tighter, like minus 6 to plus 6 cents. That way the core pitch stays stable and you're adding gentle beating between oscillators, which is exactly what we want. Quick coaching note here. Think of detune as a sense budget. If your pad is responsible for chord identity, especially the third or the seventh, you want the drift tiny, often plus or minus 1 to 4 cents most of the time. If you've got upper color tones, extensions like ninths and elevenths, those can move more without sounding wrong, especially if they're filtered and reverbed. Also, don't calibrate detune purely by numbers. Calibrate it by beating rate. Solo the pad, hold a chord, and slowly increase detune until you hear that slow wah-wah beating. Then back off until that beating is barely perceptible. That threshold is the sweet spot for atmospheric DNB. Now step 3. Write automation that matches DNB energy. Switch to arrangement view. Hit it to show automation. On your pad track, choose the automation lane for macro 1. Detune. We'll start with slow bed movement. Over 16 bars, draw gentle drift. Here's a shape you can copy. Start at 0, slowly drift up to about plus 3 cents, come back to 0, drift down to about minus 2 cents, then return to 0 by the end, and keep it slightly asymmetrical. Perfect symmetry feels like a loop. Asymmetry feels like a performance. Timing-wise, DNB likes phrase structure. Try letting bigger changes happen around 8-bar boundaries. In an intro, you can allow more movement to set the mood. In the drop, reduce the movement so it doesn't fight the bass. In a breakdown, increase it again for emotion. Then we add what I call the human moments. These are tiny micro ramps. 2 to 4 per 16 bars is plenty. For example, at the end of a phrase, do a 1 bar ramp from 0 to plus 2 cents, then snap it back over half a bar. This is great right before a crash into the drop, right before a fill, or when a vocal chop enters. Rule of thumb, if you clearly notice the pitch bending, you're probably too deep or too fast. Most of the time in drum and bass, subtle wins. Now step 4, optional random drift, the alive sauce. Use it lightly. If you have Ableton Suite, use the Max for live LFO. Drop an LFO device after the rack, map it to your Detune macro. Choose a sine wave for smoothness, or random sample and hold if you want more organic variation. Set the rate super slow, like 0.03 to 0.08 Hz. That's a full cycle taking many seconds. Then keep the amount tiny. You're aiming for an effective movement of about plus or minus 1 to 2 cents on top of your arrangement automation. And smoothing is crucial. Push smoothing up around 60 to 85% so it doesn't step. The pro approach is, the LFO is your background drift, and your arrangement automation is the musical story. Together, it feels non-looping and alive. And if you don't have Suite, you can still do the main concept with arrangement automation alone. You can also add a tiny, slow filter cutoff drift to sell the organic feel without adding more pitch movement. Sometimes micro detune plus micro filtering reads as air, and it's less risky. Now step 5, make it sit in the mix, because drum and bass is not a genre that forgives pads taking up low end. After the synth or rack, at EQ 8, high pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on your sub and res. If it's muddy, dip a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's hizzy, do a gentle high shelf down around 8 to 12 kHz. Optionally add chorus ensemble. Keep it slow and light. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Amount around 10 to 20%. Remember, detune plus chorus can get facey fast, so don't stack heavy modulation unless you mean to. Then add hybrid reverb. This is a big part of the cinematic wash in D&B. Use a plate or room vibe. Pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds so the pad doesn't smear into your drum transients. High cut the reverb, maybe 6 to 10 kHz for darker vibe. Low cut the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz so the tail doesn't cloud your bass. Then utility for stereo control. Width around 120 to 170%, depending on how wide your track already is. If needed, use bass mono somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. Now a key problem you might hear, detune can cause perceived loudness changes because phase relationships shift. If the pad feels like it's subtly pumping or getting louder and quieter when the detune moves, tame it with very light glue compressor, like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You can also put a gentle saturator or glue before the big reverb to stabilize it. Also, always check mono. Utility has a mono button. Detune and chorus can collapse in weird ways. If the pad disappears or gets hollow, reduce width, reduce chorus, or reduce detune depth. Step 6, arrangement ideas where detune really shines. In the intro, let the detune movement be more active. That's where you want dreamy uncertainty. In the first drop, tighten it up. Reduce the detune depth slightly so the drums and bass feel focused and confident. In the breakdown, increase detune and maybe increase reverb mix by a little amount for an emotional lift. In the second drop, keep drift minimal but you can add a tiny upward bias, like living around plus 1 cent for perceived energy. A cool darker trick is to bias detune slightly negative in a midsection, like minus 1 to minus 3 cents, and pair that with a darker reverb. Then return to dead center for clarity when you want it to feel cleaner. Here are a few intermediate plus techniques if you want to level up. 1. Don't detune the root if your sub is constant. If the bass line is stable, drifting the pad's root can create pitch arguments in the low mids. Prefer drifting only the upper layer, or only oscillator 2, or even only a reverb-heavy duplicate. 2. Automation scaling. Draw your automation a bit bolder first so you can see the shape. Then tighten the macro range afterward. This keeps the musical gesture but makes it subtle enough to be professional. 3. Check detune against long reverbs. Long tails exaggerate pitch movement. Temporarily increase reverb decay while you set detune. If the tail starts feeling queasy or woozy, pull back the detune depth or move the motion to a less wet layer. And one of the most pro-sounding approaches, wet-only detune. Keep the core pad stable, and detune only an air layer that's mostly reverb and chorus. You can do this by duplicating the pad track, or by building two chains in a rack, a dry core chain and a wet effects chain. Blend the wet chain quietly. The chord center stays locked, but the ambience swirls around it. Now let's do a mini practice exercise so you leave with something real. Set tempo to 174. Make a 16-bar pad progression. 2 chords, 8 bars each. Build your rack with the detune macro. Now automate detune in 2 phrases. Bars 1 to 8, drift from 0 up to plus 2 cents and back to 0. Bars 9 to 16, drift from 0 down to minus 2 cents and back to 0. Then add 1 quick ramp in bar 15, up to plus 2 cents for 1 bar, then back fast. Add hybrid reverb, and automate the reverb mix up by about 5 to 10% in bars 13 to 16 to help it bloom into the transition. Then render a quick bounce and listen in context with drums and bass. Ask yourself, does it feel alive but still in tune with the bass? And when you reduce the tune a bit in the drop, does the drop feel cleaner and more focused? Wrap up so you remember the big ideas. Start with a stable pad. Make the tune controllable with one macro. Keep the tune subtle and slow, usually in the plus or minus 3 to 8 cents zone, and often even less when the pad is harmonically exposed. Combine phrase-level arrangement automation with optional super-slow LFO drift for organic movement. Then shape the pad with EQ, reverb, and stereo control so it stays behind the drums and bass. And always check mono. If you tell me what you're using for the pad, wave-eatable, analog, or something third-party, plus the key and whether your pad shares notes with the sub, I can suggest a safe-to-tune plan, including which layer to drift and where to keep it locked.